Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
A Day on the Movie Go-Round.
Him up off your home.
Oh, at last. What a bumpy ride. Alfie, go back the way we came and see if you can see anything of my stomach.
Look, you can stop moaning. I waited half an hour while you were playing football. I even went in the goal when Ozzy got hurt. I'll let you be hanky to wipe the mud off your knees and I've given you a lift home. See, if you're going to be rude, I won't take you to the pictures tomorrow afternoon. I feel a right fool riding through the streets with your football boots slung round my neck.
Well, you should get a car. A nice, shiny, new sports car. Like that one there, outside Florrie Butterworth's.
Hey, I wonder who it belongs to.
It'll be Florrie's. She's always winning things at the Whist Drives. This week, a shiny, new sports car. Last week, a plastic egg cup.
Hey, shut up. Hey, it must be him coming out of her house, look.
Oh, of course. She told me he was lodging with her for a few days. You remember him, don't you? He remembers you. He's looking the other way.
That'll do. Hey, is that television producer with a funny name? Nigel Blink Blonk Blunk or something? Oh, he's coming over and I can't remember his name.
Try Plonkett Down.
Well, hello there, you two.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Plonkett Down. It's up at...
Plonkett Smythe.
Have you? Yeah, oh, of course. It's your name, is it, Mr. Smiling Plonk? Some complaint. Get a silent plonk. And you're well out of your car.
Yeah. Thank you. James, refresh my memory, will you? I forget his name, but his face rings a bell.
That's right. It's the Honourable Clanger himself. Alfie Hall, our Susan's boyfriend.
Yeah, I wish I had a car like this. They cost a lot of money, don't they? I bet Susan would love a ride in one of them.
Oh, yes. She's a fast little thing when she gets going.
Hey, watch it. She's my girlfriend.
He means his car's fast, Puddinghead.
Oh, of course. That's it. Funny me thinking he meant Susan.
Mrs. Butterworth said you were making a proper film, and not them commercials.
Yes, that's right, James, old boy.
Please, sir. I didn't steal anything. Please don't hand me over to the police, sir.
And I have no vacancies for child actors.
My name is Oliver. It's a twist. You mean you haven't got a part for me?
James, my film is a documentary about adults with problems of money and...
Oh, you mean like me granddad, workhouse jock. How's this for an old age pensioner?
James, I have all the people I want.
Now then, Ebenezer, I'm just going to get us a chip each at the chip shop. How many peas can we afford?
I'll let you know, James. Don't call me, and I promise you I won't call you. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Fancy turning down a great actor like me. Is this a dagger I see before my eyes?
No, it's a rusty old pushback.
A bike. My kingdom fall. Hey, it's Mr. Grimes's. Our insurance man. I like him. He's a right misery.
Yeah, I thought he usually came on Saturdays.
That's right. He gets the insurance money off me grandad Saturday afternoon, before the landlord of the Rose and Crown gets it off him Saturday night. Are you coming in?
Yeah, after you, Jimmy.
Come on, Alfie. They're all in the living room.
I'm sorry to drag you round on a Friday night, Mr. Grimes. But we shan't be in tomorrow afternoon. You didn't mind, did you?
No.
Have I given you the money for all four books, Mr. Grimes?
Aye.
We're going to see my brother-in-law, Jack, in the hospital.
Aye.
Did you know he'd been ill?
No. Is young Jimmy going with you?
No.
My dear little brother's not coming with us. Well, don't tell me there'll be peace and quiet at the hospital for once.
That'll do, Jimmy.
Is there anything else you want, Mr. Grimes?
No. I'll be off now.
Come along, then. I'll see you out.
Aye. Right. Night-night, everybody.
Cheerio.
Good night, Mr. Grimes.
Have you said hello to Susan yet, Alfie?
No.
I mean, no, I haven't. Hello, Susan.
What are you doing here, Alfie?
And hello to you.
Alfie, what was the last thing I said to you last night?
Something about me always forgetting things.
What exactly did I say?
I've forgotten.
You know, Grandad, if you press Alfie's tummy, says, Mama.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy.
Alfie, I said, don't forget. It's no use coming round tomorrow. I've got all that work to do for my boss.
Oh, I saw you did. But I better be off then.
Don't go yet, Alfie. We haven't fixed the time for going to the pictures tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, we got rid of Mr. Grimes at last. Yes, thank goodness. Now I can get on with the working out the figures for my boss.
So that's where you're going tomorrow, my lad, to the pictures with Alfie.
Yes, he begged me to go that much, I just couldn't refuse.
Yeah, now don't you believe him. According to him, he's only coming with me because it's an A picture and I'm over 16 and I'm not allowed to go in without a child.
Well, that's a new twist. What's this picture called?
Massacre at Hangman's Creek.
Charming. What's the cartoon? Bugs Bunny meets the werewolf.
Oh, please, Mother, I'm trying to add these figures up.
I'm sorry, love.
It's a smashing picture, Mum. It's in colour, so you can see all the blood. Oh, don't worry, Alf. If you start to faint, I'll put my ice lolly down your neck.
I'll put my hands round your neck in a minute.
For the last time, Alfie, my boss wants these figures tomorrow. Oh, I'll go and do them upstairs.
Sorry, Susan. I'll see you tomorrow night after you've seen your boss in hospital. I mean, seen him about your uncle. Yeah, I mean, when you show him your figures. Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Nah, Susan.
Oh, I think I'll go and put the kettle on. Would you like a drink, Alfie?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm driving. Go in, I mean. I'll be here about 2 o'clock, Jimmy.
Oh, good lad, Alfie. It was very good of you to take me to the pictures tomorrow. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go halves with you on this trip.
Yeah, I don't believe it. In front of 2 witnesses, you'll go halves with me?
Yeah, I'll pay on the bus, you pay at the cinema. Howdy. This is Boot Hill Cemetery. Head digger talking.
Is that you, Diggy? Twiggy? Jimmy?
Well, if it ain't Calamity Jane.
Get over, this is Alfie Hall.
Well, I knew it was some sort of a calamity. Well, partner, are you all set for the Rialto this afternoon? You got me plenty of baccy to chew?
Listen, Jimmy, hasn't she told you?
You what? Oh, if you mean me mum, she's gone to the hospital with me grandad.
No, I'm talking about the trouble. I mean, you're Susan.
Oh, you're right there, Alfie. She's a right load of trouble. Oh, let's talk about something nicer. Have you got me plenty of toffees?
Oh, she hasn't told you. Jimmy, listen, this is Alfie and I'm ringing to apologise.
Oh, you don't have to apologise for being Alfie. It had to happen to somebody.
Susan rang me up this morning and I'm not taking you to the Rialto.
What? Alfie, all you rotten beggar. And after I've washed me neck and all.
I'm sorry you're disappointed, but Susan should have told you, see. I am coming round there at 2:30, but it's to take your Susan round to her boss's house.
Well, that won't take you long. He only lives near the park. We'll still have time for a chock ice and 5 more murders.
Listen, I've got to wait there while her boss goes through all the figures, and then because it'll be too late for her to go to the hospital, she says I'm taking her out.
Are you? We'll see about that. Where is skinny Lizzie?
Yeah, now, Jimmy, Susan's in enough trouble with her boss. He should have seen her this morning.
What? In her curlers with no face on? He should have turned his hair white. You hang on while I sort her out.
But, Jimmy...
Right, she's in the living room, but she won't be living much longer. Oh, there you are, scraggy neck.
Yeah, I heard everything you said on the phone, including the rude remarks.
What? Listening at the keyhole? Have you no shame?
Oh, get lost, you cheeky monkey.
Listen, Olive Oil. You've ruined my afternoon, you have.
I can't help that. I've got to be at my boss's house at 3, and I need Alfie to take me there. Now get out of my way while I powder my face.
I'd like to powder it with gunpowder. What did Alfie mean? Your boss should have seen you this morning.
All right, so I got the arrangement wrong. That was my fault. But it's no excuse for your rude behaviour.
Look, never mind the lolly-daw chat. Is your tame lapdog taking me to the Rialto or not?
No, he's going out with me. And even if he wasn't, I wouldn't let him take you. Not after the way you've just behaved. Now clear out.
Right. I'll show you. I'll get to that picture somehow. Hello? Are you still there, Alfie?
Jimmy? I can't see you. You've gone quiet.
I've just lost my voice a bit. Look, Alfie, Susan says she'll get a taxi.
You what? I've got to get a taxi?
No, not you, twithead. Susan says you needn't bother about picking her up.
Oh, I see.
Get off that phone, you little horror.
You won't. Get off. Let go.
Listen, if you don't behave, I'll tell Mother and Grandad about you. Now hand that phone over.
All right. Here you are. But you needn't think you've done me out of my afternoon at the Flicks. I'll get somebody to take me. Even if I have to work my way down this street, door by door, I'll find somebody. So, as soon as I saw you getting out of your car out, I thought, I know, I'll invite nice, kind Mr. Plunkett Smythe to the pictures.
Well, that's extremely kind of you, James.
Oh, not at all. It's just my good nature. You like the film? It's called Massacre at Hangman's Creek.
Oh, yes, yes, it's right up my street.
Is it? You must live in a funny district.
No. I heard about this film from an actor chappie who actually worked on it. He spent a few days standing in for John Wayne.
Standing in what?
Oh. Yes, of course. On your little jokes.
Today's the last day it's on, and I'm not allowed to go out at night. You see, our Susan wanted to take me.
Oh, sorry, old son, no can do.
But I said you've got other things to do, sister dear. You what?
Well, I'm working on my jolly old film this afternoon. Exterior location shots. I'm shooting some women at 3.
Well, take our Susan and shoot her. Then I'll be able to go with Alfie.
Excuse me, James. I must get these scripts and things aboard for the afternoon's work. Sorry I can't accompany you to the jolly old bioscope.
So am I. I've got a right problem now. Where can I find some other mug? Somebody with money at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, where's that stopwatch? I thought you said your sister wanted to take you.
She couldn't even if she wanted to. She's waiting for Daft Alfie to come for her at 1:30. And hey, that's a thought.
Pardon, James?
Oh, I'm just thinking out loud. If she wasn't waiting for him, my problems would be solved. Mr. Plunkett Smythe?
Yes, James?
Susan's got to go on errand, and I think it's urgent. Could she scrounge a lift in your nice little car? She's not going far.
Oh, well, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to run her somewhere.
Yes, I'd be a bit chuffed myself. just hang on a minute. I'll go and fool her. Tell her that it's all fixed. She'll be with you in a minute. Hello? Hello? Is that you, Ozzy? This is your pal Jimmy. Clitheroe, you clot. What? No, it's not a bad line. I don't want Scraggy Sue to hear me. My sister? No, it's not a secret. I want you to ring me back straight away, as soon as I hang up. No, I haven't got anything to tell you. I want you to test our phone. That's right. So I can hear it ring. Right? Ta-ra! Now, Ozzy phones. Scraggy Neck thinks it's a message for her, and she dashes off before Alfie gets here. That's it. I wonder where I'll get my brains from. Oh, I'll answer it, Susan. Okay, Ozzy, that's all right. Ta-ra. Now for the drama. You up, Alfie? Susan? Oh, she's upstairs getting ready. A message? A message for Susan?
If that's for me, Jimmy, I won't be a second.
Yes, right, Alfie. I'll tell her.
It's all right, Jimmy. I'm here now.
Yes, Alfie, I will, Alfie. Ta-ra, Alfie.
Wait a moment, I'm... Oh, why did you hang up?
I'd finished talking.
But he wanted to speak to me.
Get away. Why would Ozzy want to speak to you?
Ozzy? It was Alfie. I heard you saying, Alfie. I will, Alfie. Ta-ra, Alfie.
Yeah? Fancy me calling Ozzy Alfie. No wonder he was annoyed.
Oh, now, don't tell lies. He gave you a message for me. What is it?
It wasn't a message for you.
It was. Now tell me what it was.
All right, if it was for you, you have to be on the recreation ground at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in your shorts and football boots.
Look, if you don't tell me the truth, I'll smack you. You're just doing this because Alfie isn't taking you to the pictures, and you're trying to get your own back on me.
I don't care about you or your daft boyfriend. Go meet him, go.
Meet him? He's coming here for me at 2:30.
You'll be lucky. I mean, oh yes, that's right.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that why he rang? Is he going to be late?
Well, if he set off from the town hall now, he could just about make it. Of course, if he thinks you're going to the town hall to meet him, then he won't be here by 2:30, will he?
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's got the arrangements mixed up again.
All right, I won't tell you.
Oh, you little monster. You deliberately didn't tell Alfie he'd made a mistake. You'd have a good laugh if Alfie was waiting at the town hall while I was waiting here, wouldn't you?
Well, it's your own fault for going out with a twit. Although it'd have to be a twit to go out with you.
You've asked for it now, and now you're going to get it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Sue. Don't smack me. You can be at the town hall in no time if you want to go.
What do you mean?
The TV bloke, Nigel Plunky Plonk, is going to town in his car and... He's just outside. If you ask him, he'll give you a lift.
Yes, I suppose he would. Right, but don't think you've heard the last of this. I'll deal with you when I get back. And I'll deal with that fool Alfie when I get to the town hall.
Yes, Susan.
Mr. Plunkett Price, just a moment. Could you do me a favour?
Oh, dear. There's one born every minute. And I didn't even tell one lie. Well, after the way I fooled her, the clever one, sorting out Alfie'll be like taking candy from a baby while it's still asleep.
What do you mean Susan's gone? Well, it's only just 2:30 now, and I wasn't supposed to be here till 2:30, was I? Well, I mean, no, I wasn't. She said 2:30.
I know, Alfie. She told me you were coming for her at 2:30. But at 2:15, she went off with this other fella in his car.
Which fella?
Oh, you're a Nigel Plunky thing.
Yeah, what, the TV bloke? Well, he's got a nerve.
Oh, you can't blame Nigel. Susan went out and asked him if he would take her in his car.
She did?
Well, he's a teleproducer and he's rich and handsome and you're just... Well, you're you.
Yeah, I don't care who he is or how much money he's got. He's not getting my girl in his car and pinching her.
Quite right, Alfie. You're the one who should pinch her.
Exactly. No. I mean, he shouldn't take her away in his car.
No, they should take her away in a van.
Yes. Shut up. This is serious.
I'm sorry, Alfie. I was just trying to cheer you up, you know. Make you laugh.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, Jim, but I don't feel like laughing. Where is taking her?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure, yeah, Alfie.
Hey, go on. Where do you think they've gone?
Well...
Tell me, come on.
Well, I did hear him talking about a picture. A Western.
What, a film?
Yes, the one at the Rialto. And it just started about 3:00 and Susan dashed off in a hurry.
He's taken her to the Rialto.
Well, Susan didn't say she was going there with him.
She didn't have to. That's where they've gone. The Rialto, I'm certain.
Well, I'll bet they never thought you'd find out as quick as that.
No, they wouldn't.
You should be a detective, you know. Hey... It'd give them a shock if they were in the back row of the Rialto and when the lights went up, you were there watching them.
Yes, it was. Ah, that's it. I'll go to the Rialto and I'll catch them together.
Oh, what a clever idea. And I'll tell you what, Alfie, seeing as you're a pal of mine, I'll come with you in case there's any trouble.
Well, that's very nice of you, Jim.
Well, you know me, Alfie. Anything for a friend. Did you have a nice time at the hospital, Mum?
Nice time? We didn't go to the hospital to enjoy ourselves. We went to see your uncle.
Oh, yes, he's a bit of a misery, isn't he?
Your mother didn't mean that. Anyway, everybody's a bit miserable in hospital.
Well, Dr. Kildare seems happy enough.
Oh, shut up. You know very well Grandad's talking about the patient.
All right, Susan. He was only having a wee joke.
Sure, she's got no sense of humour, Grandad. She doesn't even laugh when she looks in the mirror.
All right, that'll do, Jimmy.
Well, she started it, Mum.
She's in a bad temper because she didn't go out with Alfie.
What do you mean? I thought Alfie was coming here for you, Susan.
So did I, the fool. He got the arrangements wrong as usual. Instead of coming here, he went to the town hall. And by the time I got there, he'd gone.
Well, you're not surprised at that, are you? He wants his head examining.
You're right. Look who we picked for a girlfriend.
Jimmy, I won't tell you again.
Oh, his stupid remarks don't worry me. The thing I can't understand is why Alfie hasn't been around here to explain what happened.
Yeah, that is strange. I mean, he usually explains when he gets something mixed up.
And his explanation usually gets everybody else mixed up.
Perhaps you'd better ring Alfie up, Susan. Maybe he's not well.
Oh, no, he's all right.
How do you know?
Oh, well, he came round after you'd gone, but it was too late.
You didn't tell me he'd been here.
You didn't ask me. Anyway, I didn't want to cause trouble. I mean, he's cross with you. He said he was going to tell you off when he sees you, unless you apologize.
Me apologize? He gets it all wrong and expects me to apologize? Oh, well, you'll wait a long time for me to do that.
That's what I hoped. That's what I thought. I mean...
Oh, well, we'll see who does the apologizing. Mother, can I leave the dishes for a while? I want to pop round and see Mary Thomas. She's going to shorten a skirt for me.
You what? If she shortens it any more, you'll be wearing it as a belt.
Not this one, funny boy. Anyway, mind your own business.
Oh, see who that is, Jim, will you?
Right, Mum. I expect it will be Ozzy, wanting to borrow his football boots back for tomorrow morning.
Wanting to borrow his own football boots?
Yeah, I won them off him playing drafts. And I lend him a bike that threatens the time.
Honestly, you little money grabber.
It's easy for you to talk. You're working. Hello, fat bum. Clitheroe Shoe Shop here. Oh, it's you, Alfie. You what? You coming round to see our Susan? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yes. Yeah, I know you want to sort it out, but it's no use coming round if she's out, is it? Hey? Well, I'm not sure when she'll be back. Just a minute. Hang on. Sue, did you say you were going round to see Mary soon?
Oh, was she on the phone? Then I'll be round in 5 minutes.
Right you are, Sue. Hello, Alfie. Can you come round in 10 minutes? No, make it a quarter of an hour to give me time. Her time, I mean. Hey? Yes, well, that's the best time to come. Hello. Oh, heck. Gets worse. I'll have to get rid of him quick. That should do it. It'll cost me money, but it's in a good cause. The Save Jim Fund. Come in the front room.
Yeah, is Susan there?
No, she's not back yet. But if you come in the front room, we can see her arrive.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
If you look out the window, you can see Nigel's car when it pulls up.
Oh, yes, I know it's got... Yeah, what? She's not still out with him, is she?
Oh, dear. I've said the wrong thing again. Oh, no, she's not with him, Alfie. No, forget I said it. She came home on her own and she's just gone out again on her own.
It's no use saying that now.
But I'm telling you, Alfie, you've got it wrong. I didn't see her go out with Nigel. I wasn't looking. Oh, wait.
You've given yourself away now. But it's no good trying to protect her. Now I want the truth. Is she out with Nigel?
Well, I don't want to say.
I've caught you out now, haven't I?
Yes. You're just too clever for me, Alfie.
Yeah, and I'll be too clever for Nigel when they get back here.
What? You mean you're still staying here?
Yes, I am. I'm going to tell Susan she's got to choose between us.
Oh, in that case, I have a chocolate.
You what?
There's a box of chocolates there, near your arm. Have one while you're waiting.
Who bought you these?
Oh, they're not mine. I don't know who they are, but it'll be all right.
You know, we can't eat somebody else's chocolates. Listen, when do you expect Susan to get back?
Oh, there's a card on the chocolates. Luke! Oh, dear. Oh, no. Don't look, Alfie. It isn't a card. I mean...
Just a minute. Let me see that.
I don't think you should, Alfie. But if you insist, they are.
To S, with all my love, N. It's from him. Oh, pluck it twice.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's to Sally from Norman.
Yeah, and who's Sally?
Oh, well, there must be somebody in the town called Sally.
Look, it's very kind of you, Jim, but it's no good trying to hide the truth from me. Susan's made a choice. You speak Nigel. He's finished with me. I've taken Susan out for the last time.
That's right, Alfie. You look on the bright side.
You what?
I say look on the bright side. Nigel's only here for a few more days, so you go home, I'll put in a good word for you, and by the end of the week, you can be back here again suffering. I mean, going out with Susan, I mean.
Oh, do you think I will?
Leave it to me.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right, Jim. Oh, I'd like to thump Nigel Whatnot straight on his finger, Bick.
I didn't know you were here, Alfie.
Yeah, I'm not Mrs. Clitheroe. Coming, I mean. Stopping. I'm on the way.
He's halfway round the bend. He's in a hurry, Mum. Ta-ra, Alfie.
But aren't you waiting to see Susan, Alfie?
No, but I'll be coming back to see you.
How long will you be?
A week. Unless he goes sooner, then I'll come earlier.
That's right. Ta-ra, Alfie.
Oh, ta-ra, Mrs. Clitheroe. And tell Susan.
We'll tell her.
Jimmy. He nearly slammed the door in his face.
It wouldn't have done any damage. It's a strong door.
Oh, very funny. What was he talking about?
About the biggest load of codswallop you've ever heard.
No, look, he said he wasn't coming back for a week unless somebody went away sooner. Does he mean somebody at their house?
Well, the way they carry on at that house, they could take them all away.
I don't know why I bother. What's that?
Somebody having a row outside.
It's Alfie and Susan.
Oh, heck.
And that's Nigel's voice as well. Open the front door. Let's see what's happening.
You open the front door, I'll open the back. I'll see you in a week.
Come here. What are you talking about?
Oh, there you are, you little bubble breaker, you muckle breaker, you troublemaker.
Little monster, come here.
Oh, Mum, she's gone mad. Ow, get your nails cut.
What's going on?
He's tried to part Susan and Alfie and used me as a scapegoat. You little liar.
Oh, I never called you a goat, you old goat.
Shut up. He told Alfie I was going out with Nigel.
I never did. Alfie told me.
You told me she'd gone to the pigeon with Nigel Nigel, just so I'd take you.
So you've been telling lies, have you?
Mum, honest, I never told a lie. I just forgot to tell the truth.
In that case, when your granddad comes in, I won't tell him to spank you.
Oh, good.
I'll just tell him to knock the dust out of your pants. While you're still wearing them.
Oh, heck.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and John Graham as Nigel Plunkett Smythe. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, I came back to tell you I didn't get smacked. Before my granddad came back, they'd all calmed down. And Alfie persuaded me mum to let me off. He said if he hadn't been so daft, I wouldn't have got away with it. Of course, if he wasn't so daft, I wouldn't have tried it. Anyway, because he was so nice, I gave him the box of chocolates to give to Susan. I only charged him 4 bob. Well, they cost me 3 and 6.